Welcome back. Hopefully, you've met your spirit guide and obtained awareness. Now, if the session wasn't as successful as you'd hoped, do it again and again. For some people, it takes time to trust themselves enough to break through, just as it takes time to develop any ability. If you had taken up the game of tennis, you know you'd have to practice to develop your ability as a player. The same can be true of psychic contact with spirit guides. But if you'll keep at it, you'll be successful. Some metaphysicians who work with their spirit guides invoke rituals as part of the contact. The real power of rituals, symbols, and invocations lies in their potential to assist your mind to intently focus upon your desires. If you're using ancient techniques or variations of ancient spiritual or high magic techniques, you draw upon the energy of those who came before you and use them for the same purpose. When you tune in to a particular vibrational energy in the collective unconscious, you draw upon the power of those who share the lineage. Before I make contact with my spirit guide, I visualize a bright white light coming down as a beam from above and entering my crown chakra on the top of my head. I perceive it as a shimmering iridescent ray of God light, the universal life energy. I feel I literally manifest it with the unlimited power of my mind. Next, I invoke the power of the pentagram, the five-pointed star, which when used with the point up is considered by many to be the highest spiritual symbol on earth. I visualize myself surrounded by a flaming pentagram, safe within its protection. Sometimes I draw the star with my index finger. This is followed by a protectory invocation. I call out to the positive powers of the universe, my own guides and masters, and those who share my energy. Protect me in the white light of your love. Protect me from all things seen and unseen, all forces and all elements. Protect me during this meditation, and protect me through the days, weeks, months, and years that follow. I ask it, I beseech it, I mark it, and so it is. All right, now that's my ritual, and you're free to use it as part of your personal spirit guide sessions. Or you may have a favorite prayer, or maybe you'd prefer to create your own. And you can simply do the next spirit guide session just as you did the last. It's up to you. I do, however, suggest that you prepare for the session in a way that will empower the process. Now, when it comes to working with your spirit guide, there is no limit to how you may use the session. I'm going to induce the next meditation just as I did the last, but this time, I'll be quiet for many minutes while you make contact with your guide and direct the session any way you wish. Then at the end, I'll wake you up with positive suggestions. I hope you'll use the combined energies spirit guide meditation regularly. The more you use it, the more powerful it will become. During the meditation, you can simply communicate with thought language as you did in the first session. But there is no reason you can't carry these sessions into any form of subjective exploration, such as past life regression, remote viewing, or telepathy. You can also use the time to give yourself positive suggestions for change or to accelerate learning. The idea of the meditation is to combine your energy with your spirit guide's energy in an altered state of consciousness. So once again, it's time to get ready for meditation just as you did for the first session. You may want to turn off the player while you prepare. Then, when you're ready to get comfortable and close your eyes, turn the player back on.